Bale rubbed his hands over his face, feeling how inelastic his skin had become, how his stubbled cheeks had fallen into hollows. If he looked in a mirror, he knew he'd see a gaunt face looking back at him. His immaculately tailored clothes were baggy. He was losing muscle, losing strength. His body was consuming itself, like a snake swallowing its tail. They were still another day, maybe two, away from their intended destination. Not because of the terrain, but because, just as Obi-Wan had predicted, the closer they got to the Sith Temple, the more vicious and more frequent his visions became. And no matter how many times he rebuilt his defenses, the Sith never gave up, and they were wearing him down. Looking at him now, watching him shiver and sweat, Bale had to fight back a wave of crushing futility. Jedi stamina is legendary, but even they have their limits. How soon before Obi-Wan reaches his? How much longer can he withstand these attacks? Can he hold out until we reach that temple? He says he can, but I'm not sure anymore. Obi-Wan had said last night, in a rare exchange of words, that these assaults weren't personal. That he thought the Sith had set up safeguards, mental booby traps, this holocron, to protect Zagula and its Sith treasures from any Jedi who might stumble across the planet. The compulsion to crash the ship hadn't been aimed at him specifically, and the Sith voice in his head, the voice imploring him to die, that wasn't personal either. The Sith hated all Jedi equally. They wanted every Jedi to perish and would stop at nothing to achieve that goal. And this place was ancient. The trap ensnaring Obi-Wan had been set perhaps centuries ago. Which I suppose is why it's not trying to kill me, since I'm not a Jedi, I'm not a threat. Well, at least not to Zagula's Sith holocron. But he was a threat to someone. It was a sobering thought. Somewhere in the galaxy, a Sith knew his name and wanted him, Bail Organa, to die. When they got back to Coruscant, he'd have to take some precautions, assuming there were precautions he could take. The Jedi would have to help him with that. Yeah, right. When we get back. Fear slithered in his belly like a worm. He suffocated it, as Obi-Wan had told him. Don't feed the dark side. Stay focused. Stay positive. I'm not a Jedi, so this place can't see me, not like it sees him. And that's already working to our advantage. I'm helping Obi-Wan. So, chalk one up for the puny human. Lifting his head, Bale stared across the exposed rocky plain, took in the distance and terrain they still had to traverse. By nightfall, if they kept a steady pace, they'd reach the end of this unforgiving stretch of ground, which would be a relief, because even though it wasn't unbearably hot beneath Zagula's sun, they were still expending more bodily moisture than they had water to replenish. Dehydration is not our friend. Beyond the plain, there was another stretch of tangled forest, blanketing riotously uneven ground. He wasn't looking forward to tackling that. And just beyond those trees, he was almost sure they'd finally reached the Sith Temple. He could see the flat black top of it from here, squatting above the treetops like a malevolent stone cloud. So we're almost there. This is almost over. Except it was dangerous to think like that. Thinking like that made his throat close and his eyes burn, and they weren't there yet. He was getting ahead of himself. He had to stay focused. Couldn't afford to think about anything except putting one blistered foot in front of the other. 5 paces away, Obi-Wan coughed weakly and blinked at the sky. "Hey," said Bale cautiously, "welcome back." He tugged a precious water bottle out of the single remaining backpack. Their supplies had dwindled alarmingly, but he refused to think about that. Instead, he unscrewed the bottle's cap, filled it, and carried it to the Jedi. "Here,